Land of Light.
In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate. Dear listeners, welcome to the 8th weekly episode of the series Land of Light. Today we speak of a commercial trip in ancient Mecca before the formal advent of Islam. We previously stated that Abdul Muttalib, the venerable paternal grandfather of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, decided to sacrifice one of his 10 sons as per his vow to the one and only God. Abdullah was chosen to be sacrificed. However, the maternal relatives of Abdullah and the leading figures of Mecca prevented his sacrifice, and according to the view of the priestess in Yathrib, 100 camels were sacrificed instead of Abdullah. In this manner, Abdullah found a way out. Meanwhile, upon this development, Abdul Muttalib urged his son Abdullah to prepare himself for his wedding, and the blessed nuptials were performed with the virtuous bride Amene. Now, let's take a listen to today's story.
I asked Abdullah to delay his commercial trip to Syria. I said that I have a bad feeling about his business trip.
Don't worry. For years, the men of Quraysh tribe have gone on these long commercial trips. The wealth of the residents of Mecca comes from these business trips. Without transactions, Mecca would not be able to stand on its feet even for a month.
Just wait for a while. Only a few months have passed since our wedding, and I am expecting our baby.
It is difficult for me to depart from you, but you realize as well as I do that one should make every effort to make ends meet. The lands surrounding Mecca are arid and are not even useful for cultivation of wheat. Also, animal husbandry cannot be taken into account as an economic mainstay because there are no water sources or meadows for grazing of livestock in this region. Under these circumstances, if we don't engage in trade, we are bound to have difficulties in our future.
He was right. This was the reason behind the annual commercial trips of his grandfather Hashim to Yemen and Syria. Twice a year during the summer and winter seasons, a trade convoy left Mecca. If Abdullah didn't accompany that convoy, he would have been forced to await the winter convoy for several months. At the time, Mecca market was void of Syria's goods. One could not afford to lose the opportunity of accompanying the trade convoy.
I am very eager to be alongside you when our baby comes into this world. However, if I leave Mecca with the winter convoy, this would not be possible. So, instead of worrying, be patient and pray for my timely return.
I accepted his remarks and remained silent as he departed with the trade caravan.
A couple of months later, almost half of the city's residents had stood for several hours under the scorching summer sun outside Mecca. As of the previous night, when an exhausted rider reported on the imminent return of the trade caravan, the residents of Mecca were eagerly awaiting it. women cleaned up their homes. They also hastily bathed their children and assisted them in putting on neat and tidy clothes to greet their returning relatives. All of the residents had gone to bed early and had woken up at dawn, leaving the city in the early hours of morning on foot or mounted on their livestock in the company of their children to accord a warm welcome to their husbands, brothers, sons, and other relatives. A number of men had also joined the crowd to welcome the arrival of their commodities and goods and to assess their potential profits and losses. Some had spread mats under shades and sat in expectation. Meanwhile, children seemed restless and oblivious to the sweltering heat. They were playing games with each other. Several teenagers climbed the highest rock overlooking the road. At times, they cast a glance at the road in order to keep the expecting crowd informed about the possible arrival of the returning trade caravan. In the front row of the packed crowd, Abdul Muttalib, in the company of his sons, Harith and Abdul Manaf, in addition to the elders of the Quraysh tribe, was expecting the return of his son, Abdullah. Behind them, Abdullah's mother, Fatima, his wife, Amine, and her mother, Burra, as well as Samra, the mother of Harith, and a number of other women stood still, expecting the long-awaited convoy. Women were talking to each other. However, Amine awaited the return of the trade caravan in silence. All of a sudden, the youth standing on that rock unanimously screamed,
The trade caravan is back!
Euphoria was in the air. Everyone stood up. Children stopped playing games and pushed their way through the crowd. Amine and Abdul Muttalib were restless, waiting for the imminent arrival of Abdullah. Several men climbed up the rocks to closely watch the convoy's approach. The air turned dusty upon the approach of the caravan. The crowd slowly moved forward to welcome it. Gradually, the leading camel of the caravan appeared in sight.
Thanks God, they are here. The long days of anticipation are finally over.
The returning trade caravan slowly approached Mecca. Seemingly, camels were too exhausted to be tempted to speed up their movement in the final phase of their long journey. They took slow but long steps, shaking their heavy loads of goods with every single step forward. The camels slowed down upon the crowd's approach, while gradually coming to a standstill. Everyone was looking for their beloved friends and relatives. They embraced their loved ones. Fathers hugged their children.
anxiously sought my husband Abdullah, but there was no trace of him. Abdimanaf, mounted on a horse, passed through the crowd but saw no trace of his brother. Finally, he returned and told his father that there was no trace of Abdullah. Upon hearing the news, I suddenly screamed and sought shelter in my mother's embrace.
Are you sure?
But Abdulmuttalib was himself certain that he had asked a rhetorical question. How could Abdullah be among the crowd while not spotting his father, brothers, mother and wife among them? Before Abdulmuttalib could make another remark, one of his servants, named Hisham, who had accompanied the trade caravan to Syria, approached us.
Don't worry, my master. Abdullah is in Yathrib in the company of his maternal uncles.
But how come he didn't return with the trade caravan?
He fell ill on the way back to Hijaz from Syria. His fever worsened in the vicinity of Yathrib and he was no longer able to continue the journey. In Yathrib, I took him to a Christian physician who prescribed medicine and urged Abdullah to rest for a while. Abdullah is currently resting in the Bani Qaila district. He told me to inform you that he will return to Mecca upon recovery.
When did Abdullah make these remarks?
Nearly 10 days ago.
Everyone looked concerned. Abdulmuttalib and Amine looked more worried than others. Fatima, Abdullah's mother, tried to overcome her anxiety. Ailment for someone as Abdullah, who was in the prime of his youth, didn't pose a serious threat. The sweltering heat of Mecca in summertime had always made its residents susceptible to illnesses. A simple illness even could not generate deep concerns for Abdulmuttalib and Amine. However, an inner voice had made them worry in regard to this journey.
I suddenly remembered my father's death. He fell ill while on a commercial trip to Syria and passed away.
I remembered my concerns for my husband over his commercial journey before it started. Were my concerns by any chance related to his illness?
Abdulmuttalib remembered his deep sorrow throughout the years. He remembered the awkward feeling he sensed, which urged him to let go of Abdullah. Abdulmuttalib always felt that Abdullah was the one he should have sacrificed before those developments at the place of sacrifice that changed into the offering of camels. Upon the sacrifice of 100 camels instead of Abdullah, his concerns regarding his son were momentarily dispelled. But after Abdullah said that he wanted to travel to Syria, Abdulmuttalib's concerns resurged. He had a feeling that somehow he might not see Abdullah again. However, he tried to overcome this strange feeling. Going on long commercial trips was common among the men of Quraysh. This was also the case for Abdulmuttalib, who had also gone on these long and profitable journeys. So, how could he obstruct his son's livelihood for no justified reason? However, now he somehow sensed that his concerns had apparently not been unfounded. Would he ever see his son again? Meanwhile, Amene felt the same. However, she was rather more hopeful than Abdul Muttalib. Abdullah was young and healthy, so there was no need to be concerned over a simple illness. Moreover, Amene was pregnant with his child and should have been more careful and cautious regarding the safety of her husband.
I tried to console myself that Abdullah will come home safe and sound.
Amene tried to think about the future.
What should we do?
I will send Harith to Yathrib to safely bring Abdullah back to Mecca. Surely Abdullah will recover by then. Don't worry. We should be thankful to God that Abdullah has fallen ill in the vicinity of Yathrib, where his maternal uncles and relatives live.
Dear listeners, thanks for accompanying us in this journey. Don't forget to tune in next week. We wish you all the best.